mentioned the Rashba yesterday. The Rashba learns that, remember the Rashba asked Kasha, why need three times for Mishnah to tell me that Kanachov is unchangeable. So Rashba's mission, I come to tell you that because just Mishnah says it because it happens to be interchangeable. And the Gemara said, my nafkamina was that why is Rav Papa making a point of it? Where is the nafkamina and Rav Papa making a point of that it's interchangeable? But not that that's the Mishnah's coming to tell you. So this the chayyim, this taisus that we're about to say disagrees with the Rashba, as does the Ravid Lahedya, as does Batsan Taisus at the end of taisus. He also says that because if taisus held like the Rashba, then he wouldn't be bothered by Akasha. What does Rav do with the Mishnah? Gemara says Nachmin is a guy Mecha Memkar. Even though there's a Rav that called Chavis Chavis Kad Kad, but since then Elchum Amenachar Rav, so Meila, you go with the Mochzik. Let us explain who's the Mochzik over here. So then, and we have, so what does Rav do? That's the only question. If the Mishnah is telling me, if the Mishnah by interchanging Kad and Chavis, the Mishnah is trying to tell me Halacha, then you have a kasha. So what does Rav do with the Mishnah? And then you have to go through also the things to explain Rav. But the feed the Rashba, and then the Tais Tak says, "Lehed." And the Tais says, "Elam shen masnisa muchcha the balash mienu the leizlin the baseroy." Tais three lines about it. Tais says, "Lehed." You talk. The Mishnah is coming, telling me that ain't halach mamanacharoy. Meilu l'shitasai. Rabbi Tam has to explain what's Rav going to do with the Mishnah. But feed the Rashba. The feed the Rashba. The Mishnah was not coming to tell me an halach mamanacharoy. The Mishnah is telling that kanachavs are interchangeable. So Gemara asks, "Rav Papa, why are you making a point of that?" The Gemara explains, "Rav Papa, Rav Papa is saying ain't Elch Mamarach Arayim, and he's saying that's what I see in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah itself is not Mochach. The Mishnah itself, it's not going to be there interchangeable. Not in the Mishnah, you don't see B'chad is a Arayim that Kol Chavis Kad Kad Emel Yavakasher. It's only if the Mishnah is by interchanging the Mishnah is going to come and tell me ain't Elch Mamarach Arayim, then you have a problem with Rav." That's why Taisus Tasai has a problem. The Rashba Taka doesn't have that problem over here. The Rav it learns like Taisus does have the problem. The Rav gives the funny teretz. Bakpanim in Pshat, there's an Afkamina, Pashat the Gemara. What is the Gemara saying? Are we saying Pshat in the Mishnah, or are we saying Pshat in Rav Papa? We say that the Nafkamina is the Gavi Mammon, and we're saying that we say Ein Halacha Mammon Achar Rai. Baran Baran Tam. That Phil Rav Damar. The Perek HaMaicher Peres will come on Bapara Halcha Mamun Acharayv Kavei Maicher Shal Chaveira Nimsa Nachon. And the Shail is Nachon is not Roy L'Charisha, but if he bought it the Shechita, then it's fine. Roiv. So the Chayy is Rav and Shmuel over there. Whether or not we say it's a Mekach Tais. The Gemara says, Rav Amare is a Mekach Tais. Shmuel says, Yachalai Meshchita Mechar Tiblecha. The Gemara says, that there's a Rav. Rav Amar raised the Mechatois. Why is it Basaruba? Ruba did. She's Loradia. Shmuel says, no, you can say the Shechita. Why is it in a Basaruba? He has in a Basaruba of Yisura. I have mine, I'll in a Basaruba. El Meshachal of Raya. Meshachavar wins over Raya. He's in a Basaruba. Rav says, no, you eat my mom and he's in a Basaruba. He's not as a Mokse. So, question is, what does Rav do with our Mishnah? Look at the time that even Rav, it says, Halacha Mamanach Arayv, So over here, the muchzik could say that I'm a bari kimli ben avshoy shani ben amid. So therefore, even the Rav says that the roiv overrides the muchzik, but when the muchzik is also bari, then we say no. So over here, he could say kimli ben even amid. Now, see, Tais is talking about a case of money, right? Meaning, that, let's say, the Tais before had two cases, correct? Tais had two cases. Kad and Chavis, Chavis, Kad. First case was, they were masna on a Kad, and they made a Kenyan Suder, so he was kind to the Kad. Now the Shaila is, the Lekech is a Mukhzik on the money. The Lekech is a Mukhzik on the money. So you could say, so now, in that case, Kech wants to say, even though Rav called Kad a Kad, so therefore, all I could be mechayev to give me is a Kad. Narvas, but, so even though Rav, but still we say, but he's a mukhzik, and Halchum HaMenacharai. And Rav will tell you, that even though Halchum HaMenacharai, and therefore, he shouldn't be able to be Mechayiv, the guy, to give him a Chavis, because Rav is a Kad. Teretz is, but since he's a mukhzik, and he says, no, when I said Kad, I meant a Chavis. Therefore, you want to be mighty mammon for me, even though it's a raiv against me. But I'm a bari that I meant the chavis, and therefore I'm not going to give you money unless you give me a cat. I'm not giving you money unless you give me a cat. That's the case that Tais talks about. Then there's the reverse case where they sold a chavis, and the shayel is and he paid him, and the meicher is a muchzik in the money and in the chavis. And there the shayla is, the Rav says that he has to give him a chavis. He's a mukhzik. He's a mukhzik. So he doesn't have to give the guy a chavis. He could force him to take a cut. And now Tais be mechadish. Even in that case, Rav is maida. Since the meicher is the bari, kimli, that I meant the kad, not chavis. You know, I said chavis. So still, I could force you to take a kad. But so the obvious question over here is, and Tais says, "Mashen came by the case of the nakhon." There. He's not a bari. There is not a bari. Aval nimtzen nachon leimatzi amar meicher kimli benafshoch shatim en amiyot. The zavim lenichsasa. The other rabbi amal kech leimeicher ata hetisani the kimli benafshoch and even a roig the zavim leradiyot. In the case of the shor, so the meicher can say that I'm bari. I know for sure that's not a Mekach Tais. Why? I know that you had in mind for Shechita and not for Harisha. Well, he has no way of knowing that. He's not a mind reader. He can't say that I'm a Bari, that's not a Mekach Tais. Maybe the guy had in mind for, like the Rai, maybe he had in mind for Harisha, not for Shechita. So now, but the problem with Tais is, that just like he's not a bari lagavi the other guy by nakhon, he's also not a bari lagavi the other guy leinyan chavis and kad. Dahainu. Let's just talk about the last case we discussed. What the Maircha says, he sold them a chavis, he got the money, he didn't deliver the goods yet. So he says, look, I met the Khan. Chavis could mean Khan. I met the Khan, I'm from the Miyad. Right? And therefore, all I'm giving you is a Khan. I got your money. I'm a mukhzik, both in the Khan and the money. You're claiming you got a raiv that says that really what's coming to you is a chavis. Same as a meat that says cut. And you know, normally I say the roiv overrides the mukhzik. Right? Rav holds the roiv is stronger than the mukhzik. But not in this case, because in this case the mukhzik is also a bari. He's a bari that what he owes him is a cut, not a chavis. But the question is, it takes two to tango. So therefore, if the lakeach meant kad, then it's mekach tais. So what does it help him? What does it help us that the meicher had in mind for a chavit, for a kad, and he's a bar that he had in mind for a kad, but still there's the das of the lakeach to contend with as well. So what's Taisa saying? Taisa says that by the case of the Nachon, the das of the lakeach is what's kaveh over here, because if he was buying it for Harisha, then it's Mekal Tais. And the Meicher can't say, oh, you meant for Shechita. He has no way of knowing that. Okay, that's what I mean. I know I didn't mean for Shechita. You can't read my mind. And therefore we say, Rav says, okay, we got a Raiv. You got a Chazaka, which is stronger. The Raiv. The Raiv wins Lefi Rav. Wonderful. But now in our case of Taisvis, together with the Chazaka, you have a Tainis Bari. What kind of, why is that time is bari? He doesn't know what the other guy is thinking. And if the other guy had a mind for a chavis, not for a kad, like the raiv, if lakech had a mind for a chavis, then what does it help that you had a mind for a kad? So what? It's mekach tais. It's happy to force him. So you're a mukhzik, but he's got a raiv, and you don't have a bari. So this is very difficult. Taisa is very difficult. Now, Rav Baruch Ber has a mahalach over here, which he gives you a framework of a mahalach, but it's still not 100%. I don't understand 100%, but at least I see maybe where a direction that could be taken over here. Rav Baruch Ber wants to say that he claims that he's based on the Yamcha Shlaima, which I didn't see it in the Yamcha Shlaima. And I argued with Rabbi Lang this morning whether the Ben Peretz is mashm like him or not. Different issue. Balkapan is Zakhar Ben. There's two things Zakhar Ben. There's an issue on the Lashon, there's an issue of the Das. Okay? When in the Shaila of Kad and Chavis, the issue is what does this word mean? What is this? This is this, in the dictionary. What is this word? In the contract, what does this word mean? Does chavis mean chavis? Does chavis mean kad? Does kad mean kad? Does kad mean chavis? That's the shayla on the definition. Memela, if the shayla is on the definition, it's possible, at least, that we could be kaveya what the word means objectively. It's possible to be kaveya objectively what this word means. And Mela, if once we're convey objectively what this word means, then it doesn't make a difference what you thought. If we could be convey objectively what this word means, then the das that you thought it meant something else is totally irrelevant. Masha'enkein, the case of Shechita, there he sold him the ox. It's not a question of what he sold him. The question is, what was he buying it for? So that's a question of das. That's a question, what did he have in mind? We don't know why he came to the market. Why did he come, what did he come to buy? Right? So that's not tali in objective definition of anything, that's tali in his das. And so there we say, the moicher cannot be kaveh that b'chlal. He has no shlit on that. Now, Mashen came by the Kadon Chavris. So there, theoretically, it's shayach to be kaveh what it means. The Mela, everyone's bound by that. That's the outline. Now, putting this into practice, that's where it gets a little difficult. So what Rav Ofer is saying is, what Rav Tam is saying is, that since the meicher is the chamuchzik over here, yeah, the meicher is a muchzik, both in the money, that's in the case of chavis, and in the chavis, both in the money and in the chavis, or in the other case, the keich is the muchzik, because the shayla is just, does he have to pay the money? So he's a muchzik on the money. That's all he has to be muchzik on. In the first case, when he sold him kav. Now, says the Baruch Be, since he's a muchzik, and he's claiming that this is what the word means. He's a bari, right? So therefore, since either one, but whether it's lekeach that's a bari or the meicher is a bari, it's irrelevant. The first case, the lekeach is a bari that he meant chavis, and in this other case, the meicher is a bari that he meant kad. There's no fundamental difference in the two cases, just a different direction. That's all. So therefore, says Baruch Ber, he could be kaveya that chavis means kaz. In the last case of the meicher, we'll just talk about that case. Just keep things simple. That the meicher could be kaveya that since when he came to this deal, he was thinking kaz. So he's the mochzik. Therefore, he has the right to be kaveya what it means. Once he's able to be kaveya, then it's irrelevant that the lekeach had different plans in mind, and the lekeach had a different understanding of what was being sold over here. So, in other words, it's shayach, right? It's shayach to be kaveya what this word means, and then if you could be kaveya, it's irrelevant what the lekeach was thinking. That's the plan of Rav Beck, okay? The problem that I still don't understand it is that Basayf Kosayf, since Chavis, the Rav says it means Chavis, and Lekeach is saying, I'm like the Rav, and I understood it to mean Chavis. So what right does the Meicher saying? Meicher saying, I'm a Bari, Kimli, okay, he says, Kimli Bidatoi, that I meant the Kad, right? Okay, it's wonderful that you meant the Kad, but I meant the Chavis. So, what right do you have to be Kaveya? In other words, I'm asking to Baruch Ber, yeah, that if Lu Yitzur, you were able to be kaveh, but the lekeach has to follow suit. Otherwise, it's varmish levi and varm. We don't care what he meant. If there's a definitive definition over here, then it's irrelevant. The lekeach's mindset. But what right does just because he's a muchzik and he's killing me on himself that he meant the kad? So what? You meant the kad, but I meant the chavis. So I see a mahalach. I see the fundamental difference between the role that das plays in the case of the nachan, and the role that das plays in the case of the das plays in the case of the kad. Yeah, but I don't understand. Just because he's killing on himself, since he's not killing another guy. And that guy has the roi, and you have the chazaka, if you're rather than the roi is better, so what right do you have to be kaveh? What gives you that right to be kaveh? If you were kaveh, fine. What gives you the right to be kaveh? So therefore, even after Baruch Be'ez Hol Hezver, I still don't understand how he really answers this question. I see a difference in two cases, a very nice difference in two cases, right? A hypothetical difference that could help us But how do we get to that point? How do we get to that point where you have the right to be Kaveh? And Wolte says that he's Kimli. So, it's Baal. Okay? I hear what Baruch Barah is saying, but I just don't see how what he's saying is going to help us. Now, and that's a Svar of Taisus. The Taisus says that Kimli, the Bari helps on the part of the Mufzik to beat out the Rive. So again, it wasn't a fair Taisus that Taisus is saying Al's Bari. Yeah, Tain is Bari. Taisus Kimli, right? He knows that this is what he meant. He's convinced this is what he meant. Right? Taisus doesn't say the words that. What tips the scales over here is the fact that it's a tiny bari, like, you know, the mechleg is bari v'shem and bari adif, right? That it's you know, tiny bari has power, and Taisus means that, you know, there's a stalemate here. He's got a roif, he's got a chazaka. Okay, so the tiny bari tips the scales. So Taisus doesn't say beferit. But ma'is nachrayim, the day nachrayim learn like that. Ma'ashem feger nachaz David, and. From Fager, he has the kasha of the Gemara Babasra. He has the kasha of the Gemara Babasra. That the Gemara that the Pais quotes over there, the Gemara Babasra, the Gemara Nafsadi Beis. So the Gemara over there on the Beis, the Gemara has a kasha from the Mishnah in Ksubis. Rishon is Armor. Oishon is Garsha. He ain't mad at. He ain't married. Besulin nisasi. Who ain't meloki al amana nisaticha. So a woman that's getting her ksuba, she claims she's a besula. She gets 200 zuz, and she claims she's a besula. She gets 200 zuz, and the husband claims that she was an amana. She only gets 100. Spetzgal Gemara. Why do we say go after Rav Nashim? Are Pesulas Nisais? Most women get married, they're Pesulas and not Almana. So therefore, there's a Rav that says she gets 200 Zuz. So Mela, so it's a Kasha on Shmuel. To Rav Tarav, you see that? You see, ain't no Rav. It's a Rav, it's a Shmuel, it's a Kasha and Rav. It's a Kasha and Rav. You don't go bust a Rav. And we say Maischal Avrayim. Here we say Maischal Avrayim.
Is there also a Chazaka
then? Again, he's the Muchzik on the money.
But Ksuba, it's also a Chazaka.
What Chazaka? It's right.
It's Chazaka that with most girls.
That's right. It's a Roy. It's not a Chazaka. It's a Roy. Why is it a Chazaka? It's a
Roy. It's
a Roy that most girls get married are Psulas, not Almanas. That's what it says. It's a Roy.
We didn't go Buster.
So you see, for me, you don't go baserai. Even though the Baal's a muksik, since the Baal's a muksik, you don't go baserai. Fact, McVeiger, what do you mean? What's the raya? There is a tainus bari. There is a tainus bari. Again, Rabbeinu Tam says that what? That Rav is ma'ida. Rav is ma'ida. That when the muksik is a bari, you don't go baserai. So over there, the muksik is a bari. The husband says you're an amana. He's saying it's not saying maybe you're an amana. He's saying you're an amana, right? The tain is bari. The mochzik over there is the husband. The mochzik has a roiv on a mochzik, and his tain is bari. So there, rab is ma. You don't go up as a roiv. Roiv the chazaka, the roiv wins. But here's tain is bari. The Taisa says over here the meicher. Right, has time is bari, you know, and therefore it's the time is bari with a mobzik. The right doesn't take, you can't be made some with the right. Fact, McFeg, they also have a right, they also have time is bari. As they fact, McFeg. That's where I see McFeg, he's learning, Taiz means Pashal time is bari. It's a mile, time is bari, is a strong time. So McFeg answers, simple tarots, that what? That over there, they're both bari. So, in other words, when Taisus is by us, when Tam says that when the muchzik, this is Rabbi say, when the muchzik is a bari, then even though normally we say the rav is stronger than the muchzik, but the muchzik is muchzik and is a rav and is a bari, he beats out the rav. That's only when he's a bari, and the other one is a shama. Like over here, Lokeach doesn't know what the Marech was thinking, right? If for some reason the das of the Marech is kaveh over here, what we discussed before, but as far as his time as bari is concerned, the Lokeach is not contesting. The Lokeach is not contesting the bari of the Marech. Okay, we don't know why the bari of the Marech helps. Why? Yeah, the, but in where the bari is, yeah, there's no one contesting that bari. So maybe it's a strong bari with the chazaka beats a rive. Masha'en came over there, but she's also a bari. He's a bari that she was an almana. She's a bari that she was a psula. So Mela, the fact that he's a bari doesn't tip the scales. Because just like you have a bari on this side, you have a bari on the other side. Just like you have a bari on the side of the chazak, you have a bari on the side of the right. So Mela, there's no mile in the bari. There's no mile in the bari. They're both bari. So Mela, we go back to the old din of the Rav holds. You go, your Rav holds. Holchamamanacharoy. We understand the Mishnah. Why shouldn't she get Masayim Zuz?
How's he a bari behind the kiss
of Shiva? He knows she's an Amana. Why? He is. He says she's an Amana.
Bari also.
Why? One of them is lying.
That's a bari.
Bari just means each one is claiming.
But if we know for a fact that
But bari just means each one's claiming with a sense of surety. Yes, she's an Amana. No! I was a Basula. They're saying it with Teres Vada as a bari. They're saying, I don't know. He's not saying, maybe you're a Basula. Maybe you're Alman. I don't know. I'll prove. He's not saying that. He's saying you were an Alman. I mean, the truth of the matter is, maybe, hypothetically, maybe that would be a Teres. Maybe you could say that maybe he's not saying it. When he says, maybe he's saying it b'tarei safik. He's saying prove it. Maybe he's talking not about it. Maybe that'll be another teretz kfegis kasha. No, the Gemara says when he says she says I'm psula. He says you're an almana, right? Maybe he doesn't mean to say I know you're an almana. Maybe say maybe you're an almana. Prove to me that you're a psula.
That'd be worse. It wouldn't be against gravity. Just be stomach.
Why? Why is it not Makasha?
She's a bari and he's a shema. Why don't we go to King Mephah?
Okay, well, first of all, it says, it's Mechalik is a bari shema bari adif and not. So, in Mandom, they don't say bari adif by itself. It's not bari shema. You don't say bari against chazaka. Bari shema la bari adif. We pass from bari shema la bari adif against chazaka. It's not a bari against chazaka. They don't say that. Right? So, it could be he's not a bari taka. Could be he's not a bari. Maybe he's talking down about it. So maybe that would also answer Craig's question. Al Kapanim, that's from Craig's Mahalach over here.
Surely,
very
would be better than
showing the Chazak.
Same once you
have very. What, even if he's Shmuel? Who said? Shmuel, then Enoch Mahorah. Chazaka, Moshe Chalavraya, Zechal Obedin, Moshe Chalavraya, Chazaka is strong. I don't know if Shmuel. So you're asking Kasha Shmuel that once saying if you want to say he's a shaman, she's a bari. She's got the right. So bari and the right to go against Chazaka. Even if he's Shmuel, I was thinking about that, but I don't know if it's Kasha. I don't know if it's Amochach. It's a good Kasha, but for Shmuel holds Zek Hal Dol, but then Chazal Raya. So maybe it's against even against the right. It goes against the bari and the right. He doesn't hold that. Top. Right. In time, the nechzi, idemei kada, idemei chavisa, the parach l'kamon bereshah para, merach peres. The nechzi, idemei radia, l'radia. The Gemara says, okay, you have a suffix whether you're the show was bought for Shechita or for Harisha, let's check out the price. The sum is the difference of price, whether you're buying a show for Harisha, you're buying a show for Shechita. So let the price tell us what was the intention of the parties. Misham Farish Bez Hashem, the filler button, the plea guy rebuda, Amarichas Asvina. So Tais is questioning that Harei Zesugim of Basra, whether or not the guy sells the yoke, there's also a question of are the oxen included? And there's some chlagas over there, whether we say, okay, let's see how much he paid for it. If he paid $100 for the yoke, obviously he's not including the $2,000 ox, right? If he paid $2,000 for the yoke, then Mustamu is not paying. He didn't pay $2,000 for the yoke. He means to include the ox. But the mechayik is over there, whether or not we say that. So Taisvis, even if the man number, if we don't say the damim is medim, the money, the how much you're paying is not kaveh, doesn't tell us what was included in the sale. But Zok Taisvis. That over here, even over here, will be kaveh. So when the Gemara asks, by the case of the shor l'radia, the shor l'shchita, why don't we look at the price? That question is even l'man d'amer. It says we don't see davim and diim when it comes to the bakar and the yom. Why? What's the difference? Zok taisvis on the fen bak. The next thing on the Gemara, either the meiradia l'radia. So today's parasha, Aviva Mardchai, Rivam. The Halacha, if you look Rabban and Amri, Merchus is Svina. Mocher Tzemed, when Mocher Abakar, bless Lei Damim Meidim. Even if you pay $2,000 for the Tzemed, we say the Bakar is not included. Halacha Meidu, Halacha Meidu. Hani, Milgavit Tzemed, Dikir Ruba V'Chazaka. The Ruba Karla Tzemed Tzemed, Baka Bakar. So over there, the Meicher has got everything in his favor. Aleph, he's a mokzer. Beis, tzemed doesn't mean bakar. Tzemed means tzemed. Bakar means zeroy. He's got a roy and a chazaka on his side. He's got a roy and a chazaka. Then we say, I paid an exorbitant price. Okay, so mishoganot. We're full. Right? He's a sucker. Sucker's born every second, right? So he got ripped off. But therefore, who said? Because all the guys got a rav and a chazaka. So the dumb against the rav and the chazaka doesn't work, right? Mashen came over here. Halacha rubel radia zavni. Did the chazaka kenegrei say right? However, over here, like we're saying the whole time. That's on one hand is a rav, on one hand is a chazaka. On one hand. There's a chazaka, Roiv is Laradia. On the other hand, he's got a chazaka. The Marich has got a chazaka. The Lekech has got a Roiv. And therefore, it should be Mekach Tais. So now, when it's a 50-50, even though we say, Ein Hoch Mamanach HaRoiv, and we say the chazaka beats out the Roiv, Saif Kol Saif, here the Damim will tip the scales. The dam will help either the Rav or the Chazaka, depending on the Rav and Shmuel. So, you know, even though, let's say, we say Enoch Mamanach HaRoy, and we say it's a Shechita, but Saif Kol Saif, even the one that doesn't have the Rav, he's got a Chazaka. Elmai, we say, even though he doesn't have the Chazaka, he has the Rav. It was either for Rav or for Shmuel, one of them has the Chazak, one of them has the Rav. Shai, which one's stronger? But Melev, if you have something to be Machriya, it's going to be Machriya. Then we say the Damim is Machriya. So therefore, Fraktaisvis, just like the Gemaris, Lin Bashar and Nachon, we say the Damim is Machriya, even the Man Damim, the normally Damim is not Machriya, which is an aside. Still, so over here also, why don't we say Yeshayahu was Karachavis? Yeah, so let's see what we pay. The Karachavis is bigger than the Kad. So Mustama Chavis costs more than a Kad. A barrel is more than a pitcher. So therefore, let's see the price. And that should be Kaveya. That should be Machriya. Whether You know, this guy's got the roi, this guy's got the chazaka. That's your machria. Mishloim leshay chalcha midas damim. Krev mekad mechalvis. Same says Balpatish. There's not such a difference in price, so therefore it's hard to say, you know, just because he paid a little more for the chavis, for the kad, or he paid a little less for the chavis, oh, it must be that he really bought a kad, not a chavis, or he paid a little more. So we're saying, no, for sure it's a chavis, not a kad. It's not so, the difference is not that great that, you know, by a shor nakhon, yeah, a shor l'shchita, you're going to buy, obviously, you know, a shor that not necessarily the fittest shor. That's not going to cost you enough. Shor l'charish, you need a strong shor. That's going to cost you much more. So meila, there it's machriya. You know what I mean? Shemach le'kadim. Echavyeis. Shav mesayim zuz. L'shayich lo'im. V'zeh, da'az da'am u'kal. So there's a simple tariff also. That if you bought one, so you say, how much you pay for this? Paid $5 for it? Okay, it was a kai. He paid $10 for it, Mustafa was a chavis. But if I bought $200 worth of either kai or chavis, now the question is, okay, how many, do you have to give me 50 kais or 20 chavis, right? So the question is, how many do you have to give me? That's the shayla. So Mela, we know you paid $200, you know you bought, we don't know how many kaz or how many chavises. So you can't say that the dam is makriya because the dam is irrelevant over here because the dam is for an amount. Yeah. Zotai, Zemairi, this lay Zuzi. Yeshayich lemeimar, shkol kadoch mezuzach. So what does Taisus want? So Taisus says that the nitva over here, it has to be talking about the nitva has money. The nitva has money. Because otherwise, he could just say, take the kad instead of the money. Take the kad instead of the money. The hainu. Okay? Let's talk about the last case for a second. They sold the chavis. The deal was a chavis. The meicher received payment. And the meicher says, claims it was a kad, not a chavis. And the kayach says, no, you owe me a chavis, not a kad. So we're saying, there's a raiv that says, that he's supposed to get a chavis. The meat that says kad, he's a machzik. So we say, Nachman Macharai. Now, so the. Oh, no, no, so, one second. Let's talk about the first case first, okay? Case where the keyach bought a kad, and he made a kinyan on the kad, and the question is, he claimed, I want a chavis. I'm not giving you money until you give me a chavis. So, Zaptaisvis, he could tell the kayach, you take your kad. So now the question is, Zakaisvis, if the meicher doesn't have the money anymore, he spent it. So then, either way, he could tell him, what is the kayach claiming? It's a mechtais. I want my money back. you're not giving me chavos, I want my money back. So fact is, the moicher could say, fine, you want your money back? Here, I'll give you a card instead of your money. I have to give you money. I have to give you $100. This card's worth $100. Take the card. So in other words, he could pay him with the card. Instead of giving you money, I'll pay him the card. Again, the card says mechatayis. I had in mind for chav, it's not a card. You claim it's a card. So what's the whole problem? Let the meicher just tell him, fine, I owe you money. Here's the card instead of the money. See if the meicher has the what?
He said, I want a chavis, he gave me money for a chavis, the guy's giving me a card.
But we're saying that the price is it's close enough that it's not a riot, the money. So if you pay this amount of money, that could go either way, right?
So the whole deal is funny.
What?
Because then, if that's really true, so then what's his problem? He says, I want a chavis. So, the card's worth the same thing, so how are you helping him with the main card? I don't want the card.
No, there is an argument over here, right? There is an achmina.
Yeah.
Obviously, the kaddish is worth less than the chavis. It's just that the dhamma wasn't makriya, right?
So I'm saying
it's
worth
less.
No,
then
he's
paying him back. No, but that's not the issue. He doesn't want a card and a half. The market doesn't want to give him a card and a half. He wants to give him a card. No. Yes? He claims all he owes him is the card. The market says this was the deal. The price we agreed on was for a card, and this is what I'm giving you, a card. That's all he wants to give him, is one card. He's not interested in me. He's not giving him a card plus a bag of potato chips. No, so he's asking even if he doesn't have money, so what is the help? Then he should give him, he should pay him off with the card. But if he gave him $100, and that's a card costs $95, and a chavis costs $105, right? So the money is not clear, right? But lemaisa, the card, lemaisa, the shuk value of the card is $95, not $100. He claims that okay, I charge you a little more, right? Fine.
Expensive card.
But it's not an expensive card.
That's how much you paid for it.
But if he's paying him al tashlumin, let's say he owes him $100. So Mekach Tais, he owes him $100. Now, could he get away with giving him a card which is only worth $95? No. He can't say, oh, it's an expensive card. It's not. If that was the deal we made up, fine. So you got ripped off. Tough. But if I'm paying you tashlumin of the $100 with a card which is worth $95, so Mary's saying I can't do that. That's what he's saying. You can't say he's giving. If that was a deal, that was a deal. Yeah? So you got ripped off, but that was a deal. But if that wasn't the deal, then how can you get away? How can you get away with paying him that? That's Mary's question. So the Rishash over here disagrees with the Marshal. Marshal has a girsa. Mashiach loy meshkol. See, and our Taisa says Mashiach loy meshkol kadoch. Kadoch. The Marshal is girs kadoch. Not kadoch, kadoch. So Mashal learns that it's talking about the case, like we just said. And it's going on the Meicher. He's going to Meicher. And when Tayyip says, Shkol Kadoch, Kada, it's going to Meicher. Like we explained. Take the Kad instead of the money. Reason books. Or, in the alternative case, in the other case, when the Keach claims that he wants a chavis, and he says he wants to just give him a kad. So the keach could tell the meicher, in that case, in the first case, the keach didn't pay yet. So the keach could tell the meicher, according to the mashal, the keach could tell the meicher that you're saying I owe you money, right? I have to give you money, take the kad, right? I'm saying it's mekach tayis. So you're claiming I owe you money. You're saying I have to give you money, right? I have to give you money and take the card. I owe you money, right? I have to give you money. Fine. You know what? I'll pay you with the card. The card that you claim I bought, I owe you money, right? Here, I don't have any money, right? I don't have any money. I owe you money? Take the card. That'll be your payment. That's where Mashal is. The Rashash learns no. He's Gairis. Our Gairisa. Kadoch. Mekoyal Lekeach. It's going in Lekeach. And he could say, he could say, take the Kad, like we just said, take your Kad, Kadoch. This is what the Keach is telling the Meicher. You're saying I owe you money, fine. Take payment with the Kad. So, I'm sorry, it doesn't answer Mary's question, but the Mechlek is here. Are we talking about the Meicher or talking about the Keach? So it doesn't really help. No, I thought the Rishash will help Meir, but it doesn't. Still, we have Meir's question. What are we saying that Kitzur? We still have Meir's question. What's Tayyip saying? That must be that he has money. Because if he doesn't have money, he can just say, I'll pay you with the card. But Chayra, the card is not worth the amount of money that he's supposed to pay. Okay, so that's a question we have to deal with that. Okay, but since Mustama no one saw the Hampshire, so I guess we'll stop.
Ben.